This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Immigration, housing, and abortion were the top three issues for Colorado voters. CPR's Megan Verlee reports on new exit polling.
That's a big change from polls at the beginning of the year, when abortion was much lower down voters' lists and homelessness was in the top three. Of the more than 800 Coloradans surveyed, nearly two-thirds said they expected the outcome of the presidential race to have a big impact on their families' lives. That's in line with voters' views nationally. The exit poll was conducted by two established firms, one that generally works with Democrats and the other with Republicans. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
RTD's 15-person board of directors will get seven new members after last week's election. Many of them say they want more accountability and transparency from RTD management. Matt Larson will represent parts of Denver and Aurora.
I want the board to be more aggressive, more ambitious, hold management accountable for their performance. I mean, the fact is, I don't think they have performed in a stellar fashion.
RTD's outgoing board chair defended the agency, saying it's made big strides in recent years in improving maintenance and the hiring of more bus drivers. Today, Colorado House Democrats elected their leaders for the upcoming legislative session, which starts in January. Democrats have once again selected Julie McCluskey to lead the House as Speaker. She faced no opposition and is the first Speaker in 17 years to be elected to a second term in the post. You are listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.